All right. I'm always happy to open up the Word of God. Wow. The most sold book in all the world. The most sold book, the most cherished book in all of the planet Earth, the Holy Bible. We're going to read three scriptures starting out, Mark 4:21. So one is in Mark and Matthew. We'll just read them, get them out of the way. Mark 4:21. It says, also he said unto them, speaking of Jesus, he said unto them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not sent to be set on a lampstand? This is kind of unusual. Here's a scripture, and it's two questions. I mean, it starts out with two questions. Is not a lamp or a candle to be put under a basket or under bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? So let's go over to Matthew 5:15. The book before Matthew 5:15 says, nor do they, let's read 14 too. Matthew 5:14-15. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Nor do they put a lamp or light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, that it gives light to all who are in the house. Let's read one more scripture in Psalms. I declare I can't speak a message anymore without Psalms. I don't know. It must just be deep in my soul because I keep thinking I can't do this. But then it's just there. Psalms 18:28-29. For you will light my lamp. Can you imagine? The you is capitalized. Speaking of God. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For you, or by you, I can run against a troop. By my God. Maybe my wording isn't right. By my God, I can leap over a wall. I don't know. Does anyone have any different interpretation in your Bible? I mean, it's like, come on, is it being serious? Are you being serious? Let's read that again. 28. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For you, I can run against a troop. Wow. But by my God, I can leap over a wall. Wow. You know, I brought these candles in this morning because I thought, oh, let your light shine brighter. You know, God has given each one of us a light. Do you know each one of us is endowed with a light? Each one of us. Now, whether it's dim or whether it's bright or what's a big light or whatever, you know, it is a light. And so no matter what kind of light we have, I believe we can let it shine a little brighter. I mean, but can you imagine coming to the place where God's lighting our candle, lighting our lamp, lighting our hearts aflame to where we can run against a troop and leap over a wall? Now, maybe God is talking about that figuratively, because oftentimes he does. Because he says we dwell under the shadow and we dwell under the wing of God, and a lot of figuratives are given. But wow, how plain and how vibrant, how big does God want us to really see that? That we have a light, we have a lamp, and we are to shine for him. And that's a symbol. It's a candle, a symbol, a light. We're to shine for him. And we're to shine in this earth brightly. You know, and candles come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Jean at one time was in Party Light, and she has all kinds of candles. She doesn't do that anymore, but, you know, we have tall candles, short candles. This candle is a yin-yang symbol. I used to teach and instruct in self-defense. And I really liked that one. But you know what? That's little and round. That one's smaller. That one's bigger. Different colors. And you have all kinds. But you know what's at the center of them? The wick. And it's the wick that comes up through that takes either the oil or the wax, and it's lit, and suddenly you have a flame. And suddenly you have a flame. And the flame comes out of the heart of the candle. And so no matter what we look like, no matter what we are, no matter what our age, no matter how short, tall, wide, it does not matter. Inside of us, we have a flame. And that flame is lit by God. Because at one time, you and I are at ground zero. You know, there was one time we were in our trespasses and sins and didn't know the Lord. We were at ground zero. We didn't have a flame. We didn't have something burning in our hearts. We didn't have a passion for the Lord. But now we do. And it comes from deep within. It comes like with these wicks. It comes straight up through. It comes like the heart of something. If you've heard me speak long enough, you've heard me say this, but I just find it very fascinating that as human beings and as a baby inside the womb, the very first thing that begins to develop, some of you know what I'm going to say, but it's the heart. The heart begins to beat in 18 days. It's the heart. It's the heart of the matter. It's the heart of us. It's the heart of our flame. It's the heart of your passion. Whatever you do, let it shine bright. Whoever you are, whatever you do. If you don't do anything but go to the grocery store, smile for the king. You're a child of the king. You're a child of the king. You're a daughter. You're a son. You're an inheritor. You inherit. You're a child of the living king. Wow. And what a great opportunity to let our light shine for him. The scripture talks about it so emphatically that he even says, trim it. Prepare for the second coming. When we had these candles here, and I didn't know this, Jean said, the candle wicks are too long. Trim them. So she trimmed them down. You know, the scripture talks about trimming ourselves, trimming our wicks, and that is part of just getting ourselves prepared. Because one day, and we don't hear much about it, and I'm not sure if I'm the best one to speak about the second coming. I don't know if I know that much about it. I know about it. We all know about it. But I do believe in it, and I do know that there's going to be a second coming. And when he appears, it says he is the groom, and we are the bridegroom. We trim our wicks. We prepare for the second coming. We prepare our hearts for heaven. And you are a born-again believer, and you have a light inside of you, and you have a light, and it shines. You can't hide it. That's why the scripture says, in one scripture, what we read, it started with two question marks. Can you hide it? Can you, or should you? Should I put something over this and hide these flames? Should we hide them under the pew? No, it's to be seen. It's to be seen. They tell me if you light a candle on the open seas, you can see it for many days. Many, many miles. Some say 50 nautical miles. Now, I know what 50 miles is, but that nautical, well, it's got to be some ship word. Got to be something to that nautical. But you can see but you can see a candle for 50 miles. It's like air. You know, I was in a helicopter once. I paid to go up in his helicopter. Thank the Lord it wasn't a life flight. I was in a helicopter once. And they said, we're going so many miles. And I thought, wait a minute. And they used the word like the nautical thing. I'm like, special airspeed. I know miles per hour, but this boat stuff and air stuff I'm not too familiar with. But I know what the candle is. I know that you can see it for a long distance. Dave Love, you can see it for a long, long ways. I may not know what the nautical and all this airspace of it, but I know you can see it for a long, long ways. I threw that in for good measure. That was for good measure. Praise God. You know what? God wants us to have fun. He wants us to have confidence. He wants us to have self-worth. And you know, I think sometimes we forget that. We think, oh, I don't want to be proud. I don't want to be proud. I don't want the Lord to think I have a proud heart. Sometimes. No. Sometimes it's just wonderful to be a Christian. Sometimes it's just wonderful to be you. There's no one like you. There's no one in all the world like you. There's no one with fingerprints that you have. No one has your fingerprints. These are three sisters here, but none of them have the same fingerprints. They don't have the same fingerprints. You can have a father and a mother, but no one has the same fingerprints. God has made you special. And I think you need to view yourself as special. You need to view yourself as, no, this isn't a proud thing. I'm glad to be a child of God. I have self-worth, and I'm glad that he saved me, and I'm glad that I'm on fire for him. I'm glad that I can be a candle. I'm glad he lights my wick. I'm glad he gives me energy. I'm glad I'm alive. Huh? Sure. Hallelujah. You know, we don't hear these words very often, but I'm going to say them. You are valuable. You are valuable. Every single one of you. You're valuable no matter what you do, no matter how silent you are. You know, Bob sits back there, and he's a good Christian, and he's a wonderful man. But he's so silent, if you didn't know, he could slip in and slip out, and you wouldn't even hardly know he's there. But you know what? He's valuable. God has made every single one of us valuable. Every single one of us. Because he saved us. He's changed us. And you know, in Romans 8:1, we find that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The devil comes to condemn us. The devil comes to belittle you. He comes to belittle you. He comes to say you're not living right. He comes to give you, when you do make a mistake, then he really scours on you. Then, you know, we all struggle with those times of forgiving ourselves. Devil sits on our shoulder and he makes it tough. Sometimes it's tough because we're human beings of flesh and blood. Oh God, forgive me again. Forgive me. Be merciful to me, Lord, a sinner. Sometimes we just have to humble ourselves. And you know what? When he does, he will lift you up. He will lift you up. How do you know he'll lift you up? I'm going to prove it to you by the word. Don't say that word. If you don't live by something, you'll not stand for anything. You got to know where you stand. You got to know what you believe. In Ephesians, I find two wonderful scriptures, and we're going to have Dave read them back to back. And if you want to look it up, it's in Ephesians 1:20 and 2:6. Let's listen to what these scriptures say. It's so marvelous. That's your homework. I want you to read that again today sometime. Ephesians 1:20 and Ephesians 2:6. And let God speak to you. In the first verse that we read there, it said Jesus went to be with the Father on the right hand in the heavenly places. And then he says, he will set you up. Are you kidding me? Me? Yeah, me. Everyone say me. Me. Yeah. It's not just the one speaking. He's going to say me. Say me. 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 Me! He'll set me up. He'll set you up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, this is it. This is Bible. This is proof. He's taken us, he takes our hearts, he changes us, he sets us aflame, and then he says, I'm going to give you something worth living for. I'm going to declare that you can sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. I don't know. I find that to be a big wow. Sometimes Jean says, if I'm not paying attention, I say, wow. If she says something to me and I'm not really listening, wow. Wow. That's not listening. When he changes your life, it's wow. Glory to God. You are a son or daughter of God. You're an ambassador. You're a new creation in Christ. And it's by what happens on the inside. It's not by what we wear. It's not by what we see. It's by what's inside. It's by the center. It's by what we possess. We are believers. We believe in the Word of God. And we believe in God. We believe in the resurrection. The biggest thing that differentiates us from all the other religions of the world, all the thousands of religions of the world, he says, You either believe or don't believe in the resurrection. Paul said if you don't believe in the resurrection, you cannot even be saved. It's the redemption through the resurrection. Anyone can die, and there have been thousands of martyrs. If Jesus had not resurrection, he'd just been another martyr. There's nothing wrong with that. They'll have special places in heaven, the Revelation says. But because of his resurrection and coming back again, he said, now I'm alive and forevermore. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. And if we're with him, he said, we can sit with him. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's glorious. Come on. That is glorious, being able to sit with him. So that's your homework today. I'd like you to read those again today. Ephesians 1:20 and 2:6. Let God speak to you. I want to be there. Huh? Do you want to come with me? I want to be there. I want to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Wow. Glory to God. How important is that? You're not alone. You are not alone. If you remember what God did for you, it'll come back to you. You know, a lot of times, some of us have been Christians for so long, we kind of forget. We do. I mean, I was saved at 13 years old. That's a long time ago. I can't. So I got to think back to remember. I can almost remember that when I was 13. I came across a song. Now, this is kind of strange, but I want to read some words. I came across a song. I don't know the song. It's the song is We Will Remember. But the words were so captivating to me, I want to read them to you this morning. I don't even know the song. I don't know the tune. But I know the words because I have them in front of me. We will remember. Let it speak to you. We will remember. God, we will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise. For great is thy faithfulness. You're our creator, our life sustainer, deliverer, our comfort, our joy. Throughout the ages, you've been our shelter, our peace in the midst of storms. With signs and wonders, you've shown your power. With precious blood, you've shown us your grace. You've been our helper, our liberator, the giver of life with no end. When we walk through life's darkest valleys, we will look back at all you have done. And we will shout, our God is good, and he is the faithful one. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the one from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the one whose glory has been shown. We will remember. Oh, my. God is so good. He has been so good to us. There was a man, I read one time, there was a man in Utah. He was a sheep herder, and he had a violin. He played his violin out in the pasture. And one day his violin got out of tune, and he didn't know how to get it back in tune. So he called the radio station, and he said, could I ask you a question? Could you just stop your program and just hit the key of A for me? Just hit the key of A. Like on a guitar, there's a certain way you can tune it. I'm not real good at it, so I have a guitar tuner, but I do know how to tune a guitar. If I have one note right, there's a way you can go down the frets and tune the entire guitar to one note. And the violin player said, could you just stop the program and hit the key of A for me? I want to tune my violin. And, you know, it seems so simple, but you know what? Sometimes we can just call on God and say, God, could you just listen to this one more request? Because, you know, we're such a weak people. We're such a needy people. I think sometimes we're asked a lot. But, you know, I believe that God says, my ear is always open. He said, my eyes are upon the righteous and my ear is open unto their cry. God will stop what he's doing and listen to us. Isn't it great? Oh my goodness, that God would give us the key. He'll give us what we need. We can call on him any time. The cell phone, the batteries never go dead. God's always there. He's omnipresent. He's in our midst. Call me in the day of trouble and I will respond no matter what is going on. Now this is my words. No matter what's going on in heaven or earth. Isn't it interesting? No matter what's going on in heaven or in earth, God listens. And he's listening with an open ear. Wow. We have a wonderful, gracious, omnipotent, holy God, almighty. That's why you see those words, almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, great majesty, far beyond what we can even think or imagine, far beyond what we could, you know, we have superheroes in this world, Superman and Spider-Man and all these kind of heroes, and they're kind of awesome, some are, but God is supernatural, far above what we could even imagine. So the flame of the candle burns in the heart, and no matter what color, no matter what part of earth we're born in, no matter whether we're white and Caucasian or yellow or black or Hispanic or Indian or any nationality or Chinese or Japanese, you know what? At the heart is one thing, a human being with a heart that should be panting after God. We're the salt of the earth, and our fullness is in him. Our fullness is in him. I want to leave you with one last thought this morning. You have a testimony. You have a testimony, and you can make that good or bad. But I think we can make it better. Let our light shine brighter. That's what we are on. And, you know, the scripture just came to me in Psalms that says we're on a path. We are on a path that grows brighter and brighter until when? Until the perfect day. So, you know, we're all different levels. We're all different, shine differently. And we're maybe different. You know, if you got a bonfire, that's a huge fire. Or it could be a little fire, but you know what? It burns right, it burns correctly. But you have a testimony. And your testimony does three things. It affirms something you believe in. And you testify to something you know. And you witness a truth that you embrace. So your testimony is something you believe in, something you know, and something it's a truth that you embrace. And so we have a great opportunity in life to shine for him. So let's just shine. Let's just do it. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And remember your homework. What's your homework? Ephesians 1:20 and what else? Homework. Thanks.